We are live. Hi, everyone.
Howdy. Happy Toys Day.
Watching Weird discusses the latest movies from the eyes and perspectives of writers with a genuine love of all film, good, bad, and what the fuck. In this episode, we are discussing a moody Norwegian thriller with an appetite for horror. Now, before we get started, let me introduce you to my three amigos of horror, Big Mike Allen Gamboa, the unstoppable Scott Baker, and the silver fox himself, Mr. Rich Restucci. Hey, guys.
Howdy. How you doing, Allie?
Oh, we lost Allen.
Yeah, we did. Let's not forget to talk about the inimitable Hadley Thorne as well, who's our co-host. Don't leave yourself short there, kid. Right? And Allen looks like he...
I said to Hadley today, I told Hadley today, she's like an unwed mother trying to keep three unruly teenage boys in line.
That's a little bit awkward for me, but okay. Can barely keep these dogs together.
Oh, God, I know.
So while Allen fixes his problems, let me know what's going on with y'all. What you been watching?
Scott, go for it.
Let's see. I've been watching a hodgepodge of stuff. I started watching The Rig on Amazon. It's good, but it's one of those things, it's way too long. It would have been better if it was made into like a 1-2.5 hour movie than 6 episodes. I started watching Zomboat. Haven't finished that up yet. Most of the time, I'm just picking up crappy. I'm watching a lot of horror asylum movies because I'm about to start working on the Tatiana book, where it takes place in the.
The CIA got him.
Yep. Haley Edwards, it's good to see you back. And hey, Mike Lewis, as always, it is a pleasure. And there's Allen Lasseter. I hadn't seen you in a while. Allen, glad you're back.
Hey, boys. Looks like Gamboa's having trouble, some trouble with his technicals, and so is Scott. Scott just froze up, and that's a great picture. Everybody gawk at Scott right there with his There he is. He's back.
I'm back.
We lost you.
So while we're waiting for Allen, I've got to ask y'all, any thoughts on the super spy balloon? Hey, David.
Hey, David. I mean, yeah, everybody's got thoughts on it, I guess. I guess I don't understand why it was allowed for 1 second to be even close to our airspace. I don't get it. I don't get why they didn't just take it out. But that's, I guess that's above my pay grade. Go ahead, Scott.
The only reason I can think of for allowing it to do what it did is if we were downloading all the information. So we were studying it. We now know how it operates. We can now screw it up next time. Now, having said that, I know what the government has been like for the past 5 years. I seriously doubt that. I'm sure that it was allowed to go over because... I'm sure that certain people in our government don't want to piss off the Chinese because they have a lot of information that those people don't want out. Though I did hear Tom Brady is coming out of retirement. The Pentagon has hired him. The next time one of the balloons come over, he's going to deflate it.
Nice.
You're so bad.
Thank you.
The indomitable Jennifer Sammons is in the house.
I saw. So is Landa. Landa just
popped. Hey, Landa. Max Crumb, too. Glad he's back.
Alan.
Already.
David. Jennifer. Howdy.
Jennifer was telling me earlier that the new season of You just dropped today on Netflix.
Yeah.
I saw the first season. I did not see the second. Second one or two, or whatever.
I think this was the fourth. I think.
Oh, I don't know. I've been watching The Last Kingdom at you and Gamboa's behest. You said, "Hey, watch this," and I was like, "Oh, come on! I got too many series going." And
is that,
and now I'm hooked.
Is that the Korean zombie one?
No, that's this is Vikings versus Saxons back in 800 AD. So it's before there was an England, really. It's pretty cool.
It's based on I think Bernard Cromwell series.
Maybe.
And it's very good. I think the series is like a lot longer than the books, but there's no, the books are much longer than the series. I think the series ended after 5 seasons, and they've talked about doing some movies. But I don't know.
I hope so, because it was really good.
I enjoyed it.
Watching that and watching The Last of Us.
Yes.
I think everybody's watching that. I'm watching, what else do I have going? I don't know. I can't think of anything else right now. Yeah, what about you, Hadley? What are you doing?
Well, I get to watch The Last of Us every Monday with my special friend, and it's very much my highlight of my week. So.
Awesome.
Other than that, I'm just trying to find something to do.
Yeah, you should just. I don't know.
Weird Realities is getting a new website. I've been working on that. We've got some new partnerships going, which y'all know that we're in the fold, the big part of the Weirdverse now. There's a lot of changes coming, and they're all going to be really good, I hope. I spoke with a lady last night, my good friend. That she is a Reiki master. She might be joining us. So all kinds of good stuff.
That's fantastic.
Oh, Tina Brooks is putting the claim on Alan.
Yeah. But can you find him and get him back on the air with us?
Get a new Ethernet cable. Yours looked like it's working fine. Hey, Tony.
Tony's in the house. Tony, we got all the fun folks.
Good.
Except Ash. Where's Ash?
Oh, he'll be here.
He might be working late.
Ash and where's Mona?
I don't know. I
hadn't seen Miss Mona in a while. We need to check in on her.
Now, Tina, are you saying that he's trying to get back online, or are you telling us that he's very trying to live with?
No, there's Blaine.
Right, Blaine. Whole family's here except for Alan. What's going on?
Where's Whitney? Is Whitney on?
Not yet, that I can see.
Yeah.
But Whitney has her hands full right now.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go ahead and get started, guys. So tell me what you thought about Viking Wolf.
Scott, you first.
All right, do you want me to try to give a brief little summary of it?
Sure.
Okay. The summary is going to be bad because this movie did not hold my interest. I'm not saying it's a bad movie, but it's a Norwegian film, just came out a couple, not even 2 weeks ago. And the whole plot of it is that...
right at the beginning. Oh, man, what's going on Earth today? Just losing everybody.
They're saying that the continent split in Africa. So maybe that's it.
Oh, wow.
Putting her daughter in danger. So they move out to this little...
Scott, we lost like the first 35 seconds of that.
Oh, okay.
Can you start that over?
Sure.
Right when you were starting it, it came.
Oh. I like what Jennifer said. Talk shit. The movie takes... It's a Norwegian film. It's about this family. The mother is a police officer. Don't know what the father does. And they move from the big city to this tiny little country town. There's a 17-year-old daughter, Tala, who's not fitting in. Of course, she's the new girl. All the cool kids at school are picking on her. She only's got one friend, and he's a little bit geeky. And she's trying to fit in. She's invited to a block party outside one night, and during the block party, something attacks and kills two of the three of the party goers, and she witnessed it. And what she witnessed, she doesn't want to talk about. She's terrified. So the movie continues to go. The police think it's a wild animal. The mother wants to do a deeper, in-depth dive. And they're like, look, this isn't the big city. Don't worry about it. We get wild animals out here all the time. And while there's a group out there, including the mother, trying to track this animal down, a werewolf wipes out every one of them but one person, the mother. So now it becomes this intense tracking down the werewolf. And you wonder, the movie at times leaves you wondering if Tala is the werewolf, if Tala is imagining all of this. Near the end, you find out whether she is the werewolf or not. And I don't want to ruin it for anybody who comes in, who watches it, but the scene on the bus was pretty cool. So that's pretty much it. It's a standard horror movie. There was nothing like extraordinarily, like there wasn't like a really surprise ending or this great scene or this big reveal, but definitely worth it. And Alan is the Invisible Man.
Yes. So personal opinion on this one, I kind of thought it was a little slow. There wasn't a lot of action, but I think the worst part of this movie was the CGI wolf. It's at times, like when you first see the wolf or the new wolf, it kind of looks like it's a zombie wolf. It's got like it's mangy and it's got, you know, fur missing and blood on it and stuff like that, but not blood on its muzzle, blood on its back. It just kind of looked, I don't know, it looked terrible. And I mean, the werewolf in Harry Potter is probably the worst werewolf I've ever seen. But after that, it was this thing. This thing just kind of sucked.
It reminded me very strongly about the polar bear from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, a little bit. It really did. Honestly, it did. Actually, now that you mentioned that, yeah. But it was the movie itself, the film was kind of slow. I thought it was going to be a better burn than it was, like a slower burn to where it was. The action scenes were okay. They weren't terrible. But overall, I think it was a little on the slow side. Mr. Gamboa, what did you think? Oh, look at that. We can't hear you. Not a word. There it is. Nope, you're muted. No.
I'm not going to whip these comments.
Keep talking, and what I'll do is I'll just try to figure out what you're saying. All right. So there was this guy I was seeing, and he was this big dude. And there he goes. Never mind. Oh, boy.
Now, what Jennifer, happened? I didn't.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Now we can.
We got you, brother.
Computer problems, man. What did I think of this movie?
Yeah.
I had to plug in my microphone actually on this one. I thought it was a not very good. I didn't like it. To me, it was like a lot of those. I'm off. I'll catch up here. To me, it was like a lot of those. A lot of the Norwegian movies. A lot of them just aren't very good. The characters aren't very good. The kids always have a problem with the parents. I mean, always. There's never, you know, hey, I have a good relationship with my kids, you know? I mean, everybody has ups and downs with their kids, but they always have shit relationships with their kids on these shows. You know, and I know, and Rich, you probably know better than me, they, you know, the kids, they let them go out all hours of the night, drink when they get to a certain age, you know, and party like adults. Over there, you know, at least it seems like in all these shows, and I've seen a ton of these.
I mean, I guess that depends. Whenever you see one of those movies, it's always rural. Mm-hmm. I lived in the city in Norway, and it wasn't like that.
So. Okay. Well, fuck me.
Well, tell us what you really feel.
I wanted to agree with Tina. She said that Alan looks sexy, and I agree.
No, I just didn't like the family dynamic in this at all. I know she was recovering from her dad dying, and they're always angry at their mom. You know, the poor mom. What'd you say, Heather? I'm sorry.
That's just teenage girls. They're always a little bit angry at their mom. It's hormones.
My daughter and my wife have a really good relationship always. She went through a tiny bit, but so it's hard for us to relate to that when we watch it. But anyway. She's blaming the mom, you know, the poor dad. The mom's going through her stuff with her dad dying, her partner dying, you know. So am I going off track here?
No, go ahead.
This is what happens when I have computer problems. Yeah. I wanted to like this, but I really didn't like it that much. You know, to me, you could watch any Norwegian horror film for the most part, and it's about the same. You know, it's the way they handle things, I guess. I just in the ending, being ambiguous was just... I don't know.
Well, look at Tony's comment. He said, Troll Hunter is an awesome flick.
Troll Hunter is.
Tony knows it's almost Valentine, so I'm single.
Okay, I'll give him that one, Tony. I did, because I did enjoy that one. And I like Troll. Troll was fun, but it was supposed to be.
Yeah, it wasn't as good as Troll Hunter.
Yeah. And my wife said, our baby's as sweet as she is. But I don't know. I was just kind of disappointed in this because I was looking forward to it. Vikings, werewolves. And I got teen angst and
more teen angst.
Well, I'll say that the setup, the initial like 5 minutes of the movie, I was more interested in that than what we ended up with.
Right. That would have been cool, Hadley, right? Vikings fighting this werewolf on a ship.
Oh, right. I wanted to see that. And I believe my comment was when we saw the little baby werewolf puppy was, oh, look, a puppy.
Yeah.
Because it was so frightening. Ugh. But the CGI on this was a washout for me. I felt like it was lacking. For considering what's out there, I didn't have buy-in with it. You would do better with a real wolf.
Right.
And in fact, and y'all know me, a lot of times it's what you don't see that's more frightening.
Right.
And in the scene where you're in the cave, and you don't see what gets them, that was more frightening.
Yeah, great.
I agree.
It was when they introduced the CGI werewolf that I felt like the entire film took a turn for the worse.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I'm with Alan. I would have much rather seen Vikings fighting werewolves.
Yeah, that would have
made more sense with the title.
Rich,
there's a story for you, Rich.
What's that, buddy?
There's a story for you right there. Werewolves, Vikings.
we've got zombies and Vikings and vampires and Vikings. I don't know about werewolves, though. It could be fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah, my chin is missing.
Anyway. I'm mixed feelings on it. As a Norwegian horror movie or an adventure movie, I think it was done well. That's their way of doing it. They're not like America where it's, you know, 2-hour movie, it's 1 hour and 50 minutes of action, 10 minutes of plot development. They built it, you know, they concentrated on the characters. They concentrated on the mother, you know, trying to be a good mother to the daughter, trying to be a good cop, a good city cop in a country environment. The CGI, I think, was good for Norway. I agree. It was horrible. It looked like a cheap version of American Werewolf in London.
Kinda.
You know, like she's watching her fingers grow, and then the scene when she's twisting her head and the jowl comes out. From my perspective, yeah, the CGI wasn't that good. But I can see how as a Norwegian film, it was very popular. And Let the Right One In. There's only really two good action scenes, and they're very good, but that's like 5-10 minutes of 1 hour and 40 minute movie. So it didn't hold my interest that much.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask y'all this. Do you prefer the CGI over like effects, makeup?
Depends.
I really miss the makeup. I wish they would kind of go back to that.
Yeah. So I think I'm one of the few people that like the CGI in Brad Pitt zombie movie, World War Z.
Yeah.
I thought it was done really, really well. Still, people just don't like it because it was the CGI, but I thought it was done well. But this wasn't great. It was okay. It was, like I said, the werewolf for me was just, it wasn't terrifying. Granted, I didn't have it, you know, in my face, but it wasn't terrifying. Like some of the other werewolves I've seen, like in the movie The Howling, that's got to be the scariest goddamn werewolf.
Yes.
It's just terrifying.
Yeah.
But this was like, it's another 4-footed. I like 2-footed werewolves. I'm a big fan of when they stand up because I just think they're way scarier. But this was a four-footed werewolf, and it was a wolf. You know, it looked like a crappy CGI zombie wolf. Mm-hmm. And like Hadley said, now that she said it, it really reminded me of the polar bear in Game of Thrones, mm-hmm. the undead polar bear.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was, I think they were trying to copy American Werewolf. The way the transformation scene, plus American Werewolf was a four-footed werewolf.
Yeah, and it was great looking. It really was.
Oh, my God, that's like the second best transformation, live-action transformation scene. The Howling is the first one. That thing was incredible. But apparently they were paying tributes to other movies, because I read somewhere that the scene in when they're looking at the bodies in the morgue the first time, they took most of the dialogue from Jaws. The scene when Cooper first takes a look at the dead girl.
Oh, wow.
So,
wow. Yeah. I think when practical effects are done well, I mean, I love practical effects. I grew up on those.
Yeah.
And if you can marry them with CGI, even better, you know?
Exactly.
Practical effects are always fun.
I agree.
Well, no, go ahead, Alan.
I was gonna say I agree with Rich on World War Z. It wasn't like the Will Smith movie, Last Man on Earth, or whatever, or where you know all the creatures are. You can know them are CGI.
I Am Legend.
Oh my God,
I am Legend. I Am Legend.
That movie was, but you know, I look at it this way. You look at the 1982 The Thing. Phenomenal special effects. It stands up today. Then you look at the 2011 version where it's all CGI. It's not as good.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
They can't make CGI gooey. They can make the prosthetics and the makeup gooey. They just can't do it with CGI. You get the little drool on the werewolf, and you're like, yeah, that's all right. But like The Thing, like what Scott said, the 1982 version of The Thing is just goo everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, I think so many of us fell in love with the old monster movies because of the special effects makeup.
Yeah, agreed.
And I mean, I know just for me, I watched Face Off on Sci-Fi every season. I love to see what those people could come up with. What was that guy's name? Roy. Remember Roy? He always built stuff.
The one with the cowboy hat?
Yeah, he was awesome.
He was great. Yeah. I always look for those people's names when we're watching an effects show, you know, a show that has effects in it. Always like, is there any name that I recognize in the special effects? You know, see how those people are doing. That was a fun show. I wish they'd bring it back.
Me too. I loved it. I watched every season.
Yeah, no, it was really, I did enjoy that. Now, I was checking up on IMDb. It doesn't say how much this movie cost to produce. But so far, it's only brought in about $57,000.
Wow.
It just released last week, didn't it? Like maybe 10 days ago?
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm saying so far. And it's not a theatrical release. It's only on Netflix.
Yeah, I guess I don't understand how they quantify that. Is it minutes watched? Is that how it works? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Might be like a Kindle book.
Maybe. Well, I felt like the acting in this movie was on par. It was better than it should have been for the quality of the effects.
Yeah.
Like Alan said, though, a lot of teen angst.
Yeah.
A lot of that going on.
I mean, the Twilight thing is a moneymaker.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, it is. It is. I guess I wasn't looking for that. You know what I mean? I thought it would be something bigger.
Well, I don't know why. I mean, did the word Viking throw you off? I mean... What was Viking about this?
Right.
That's how I felt. I felt like there was a big section of the story that was left out. Like I kept waiting for it to happen. And it's like I know that I thought for a long time it's really not. She's a werewolf, but there must be a bigger bad out there, and everyone's going to think it's her, and it's really going to be this. And I don't think I was alone. My friend thought the same thing. And I think that we were expecting a better movie because of that. We kept waiting for it to happen.
Well,
no, I agree.
Did you guys see the movie Wolf with Jack Nicholson and James Spader? Because that's how that happened. Jack Nicholson thought he was the bad guy, and it ended up being it was James Spader.
Oh.
Well, there is a book called Naked Came the Sasquatch, and it is really a good book, and I recommend everyone should read it. It really is good.
I think Craig Boland would like that one. That sounds like a Craig Boland book.
It is a really good, I mean, it really is. It was like a bestseller. But in the, and I'm just going to give away the plot. Everybody thinks it's Sasquatch, but there's really somebody that's a werewolf in town killing people. But they blame Bigfoot. Anyway, I was expecting something more like that.
Well, one other thing now, talking about the Teen Angst, it brought to mind, do you know what this also reminded me a lot of? The Dark Shadows movie with Johnny Depp. The angst between the mother and the daughter who was a werewolf and turned at the end of the movie.
Oh, wow.
Actually, kind of. Yeah.
I've never seen that movie. I've never seen that one.
It's worth watching. It's worth watching once.
Well, I have a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a little crazy, and maybe y'all will like it. But what if we tried, like, we pick a movie that it's a new movie that none of us have seen.
Mm-hmm.
And then we compare it or find a movie to complement that we like better or worse. Just like Scott was saying, he thought of Dark Shadows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what y'all think? Something kind of obscure, would that be fun to do?
We could do that. Now we'd keep them on the same genre, right? Like werewolf movies, vampire movies.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I like that plan.
I like what Whitney said.
Yeah. No, Hadley, no peace.
Whitney, we keep on telling Hadley she's not an attractive young woman. She's like a 350-pound, 60-year-old guy, you know, from Russia, just scamming us.
She's really good.
That's what I'm asking for.
She's really Johansson.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, boy.
So what do we rate this movie?
Well.
Oh.
Jennifer and Amanda are asking for dongs. So.
So acting, dialogue, directing, and entertainment value. The acting, I'll probably out of 5, a 4. The directing, probably a 2. The dialogue was, you know, it was Norwegian, so for me, that's a big deal. They're speaking in, it's dubbed into English, so for me, the dialogue was probably a 3. And the entertainment value overall, probably, this is not a movie I'm going to watch again. It wasn't that good, so I would probably give it probably a 2.8, maybe. What do you guys think? Overall, 2.8.
Snatch. No, yeah, it's our first Snatch sighting. And it's my wife. Wait a minute.
I want to say thank you to Max.
Yes.
No bullying Hadley.
Yeah.
She's bullying us, Max. Subliminally, you don't know it. See, we've all been bullied now.
She bullies us just before we go on the air. That's right. Why we're so subtle. Right. We're mellowed out.
See this car?
So, what would you give it, Adley?
I'm going to give it a 3. I felt like it was pretty solid, you know, for what it was. It was a good new movie. It wasn't anything that I'm going to recommend or watch again, but I did enjoy the promise that it held in the first few minutes.
Joe would say that.
I didn't bring up dogs. I brought up Snatch.
Oh. I like it when Tina and Jenny are in the house. Right.
2.8 dongs. You got that.
Oh, really? I had no descriptive. Oh, that's too bad, Mike. Well, you didn't miss anything, Mike. Scott, what would you give this thing?
If it was an American-made film, I'd give it about a 2.3. The action scenes were good and worth it. Rest of the movie just dragged along. But since it's Norwegian, I'm basing it on Norwegian film, so I'll give it a 3.
Wow. Wow. We have our second Snatch sighting from Jennifer tonight. It's not in the comments. I would give this, like Rich said, I'd give it 4 for the acting, but I really want that annoying guy to die. So I'm glad he did. He was a very good actor. You know, the kid that stayed outside the bar and then the werewolf. Yeah. In fact, oh, yeah. That was like American Werewolf in London. That's set up, you know, where he's running through town, you know.
Yeah, that was something else. That whole it was like an extended scene, I guess, was just, it didn't work for me. It was,
yeah.
I mean, just shoot the damn thing, right? Everybody be shooting the thing. You needed silver bullets and they didn't know it, but they got guns, shoot it.
Well, why did the werewolf hunter crash into it? That made no sense.
So stupid, right? Yeah. He knows he can only kill it with a silver bullet, so he runs it over with his truck.
Yeah, but I think he was just doing that to save the person who was being attacked by the werewolf at the time.
But he screwed everybody up. You know, all our heroes got, you know, thrown about and knocked out or impaled or whatever, you know, because of that. So, I mean, I think you're right, Scott. It's funny what happened. You know, he put the kibosh on them killing it by crashing into it. But I'm going to go with 2 on directing. Because, yeah, I'll give it about a 3 overall, I think. I wouldn't watch it again. I don't think I would recommend it. It is my wife's favorite saying. It is what it is.
Yes. And
if you're a fan of werewolf movies, give it a shot.
Yeah.
If you like a lot of action, horror, adventure, it's no Underworld.
No, if you go to the movies, if you like Twilight, you'll like this. Let's just be honest.
If you like
werewolf movies, no, this isn't one for you.
Hadley, if you go to the movies with Scott, you'll love this movie. I love you, Scott.
I know. I don't mind.
You put
I was joking with Hadley earlier. I didn't pick this one, so this one is not on me.
That's true. I think I picked. Did I pick it or did Hadley pick it?
I think Rich picked it, and then I seconded it because I like Vikings and I like wolves. So I thought we'll play.
I would have watched it regardless. It came out this past Friday, a week ago tomorrow, and I was going to watch it anyway. So I was like, let's just do that.
But it worked.
Like I said, I needed to see it before, but I don't need to see it again.
No, yeah,
I wouldn't watch it a second time.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, if it had something going for it, you know, some great CGI, you know, but it didn't, in my opinion. But, you know, opinions, you know, everyone's got their own opinion. You know what to say about that. So, take it for what it's worth.
What?
Whitney's telling all your secrets.
Yeah, she's calling you out.
Wow.
So now on to the thing that I've been waiting for all week. Let's talk about that show that we're all watching.
Big Mama's Place?
Yeah, Big Mama's Place. That's just Last of Us. Anyone?
Oh, yeah.
Did y'all watch it this week or did you give up after?
Tina, is Plane the one with Gerard Butler?
Yes. Plane is the one with Gerard Butler.
Yeah, I want to see that one. It sounds like it's good. Hey, Ash is in the house.
He's working on starting on a beer. And I thought he said a stool.
No. Even Ash wouldn't be that bad.
No, there were no boobs in Plane. But it was a good throwback to the 80s. So if you get a chance to watch it, I recommend it. Anyway, sorry, Last of Us.
So I really liked this episode.
Yeah, it was good. It was so the first episode was fantastic. The second episode was fantastic. The third episode was good television, but it just had nothing to do. It didn't fit. And this episode was back to Ellie and Joel from the episode before. I don't want to wreck it for anybody who hasn't seen it, but it was back to Ellie and Joel from when it left Ellie and Joel, the episode before. And this one was a little tight. I'd probably give it a 7 out of 10, or I'm sorry, a 4 out of 5. It was good. I liked seeing it. I just kind of wish they'd have some zombies in the zombie show, and they get So there was, I don't think there were any. Oh no, there was one. That's true. There was one in this, but I don't want to wreck that for you either. But yeah, it was good. I liked it. I'm really hoping for some excellent stuff. Oh, by the way, the next one is on tomorrow night, not on Sunday night, because they're not going to try to compete with the Super Bowl.
Oh, what time?
I don't know, but I would imagine it's 9 o'clock. I'll have a look.
I watch it the next day because they put it on Peacock, and I get that for free.
Oh, they do? Oh, I didn't know
that. Yeah, they put it on the next night.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Peacock, you get Peacock with cable, right? With
no, I got it with my Verizon.
Oh,
yeah, you can stream it. It's let me.
The only reason why I have Disney, it's free. I'd never pay for that.
let me go, just because I'm gonna crap all over this episode.
Okay, please do.
I thought this episode was it bored me. It really did. It reminded me of near the end of Walking Dead seasons.
I can see that.
I did, you know, Rose is the governor, Negan character, but she's female, which is great. I like her. I like her as an act. I'm just saying that she's the governor or Negan. I like the army that she had. I mean, the way they outfitted that. Why didn't Joel pick up a better weapon?
He left his damn AR-15. He left his M4.
I just found this whole episode meh. I'm a big Pedro Pascal fan. I hope it gets better from here. That's my piece. Namaste.
Yeah, I hope it turns up a little. I want fear. I'm watching this to be afraid, you know? Like, the first two seasons of The Walking Dead were terrifying, and then it just went into what it is now. But it was really scary. And the first two episodes, like the first 40 minutes of the first episode, it was all running and being scared, you know? It was terrifying. And then the second episode, you had some zombies, but you got into more of where they lived when they were in Boston in the quarantine zone.
Right.
And then the third one was just totally off base. I don't know why they did that. That would have been a great add on for after the show to say, you know, pick a character and say, this is how this guy or woman lived. And this last episode, number four, was good. I liked it, but it was, I want more zombies. I want to be afraid. You know, I want them chasing them and fighting them off. And granted, I didn't play the game. I saw it kind of played, but I know there was a lot more bad guys than zombies. And I want my zombies.
Well, because I think I've seen enough of the bad guys in Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead. I want, you know, I want creatures now. I want creatures.
I'm with Landa. She's saying that it was a builder episode, and is Joel and Ellie connecting?
It was a Bob the Builder episode.
By the way, Jen Sammons lives in Kansas City.
Oh.
Okay.
So I was interested to see the dynamic of how they were going to showcase that.
Right. So she's an Eagles fan.
I don't know about that. I don't know about fans. I don't do the whole football thing or whatever sport y'all are talking about. But I enjoyed it. I liked that it's showing what state the world is in.
Right.
And it was there's only so much people can project on the apocalypse, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
People are going to split into factions, you know, it's going to be us against them, and that's just what's going to happen. And there wasn't really anything else they could do to showcase that, but I don't understand why people were going through the city on the highway. I mean, I would think go small towns, but that would be me again.
Yeah, but then that doesn't fit into the plot of going into the big city and getting kidnapped.
Exactly. But I mean, that's where they lost me with that. But, it seemed to me as well that there should have been some of the fungus somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't see any fungus. Did they clear it out? I need that explained.
Well, I mean, something's going on in the basement of that one building.
Yeah.
I think it's either they're tunneling in or it's some kind of tendril that's there, because it was, you could see it sort of pulsing and the concrete was broken.
Yeah.
That takes a little bit of doing. So, I mean, hopefully they'll bring that into play and we'll figure out what it was. And, you know, dozens of zombies will burst out of there and start attacking everybody, or it'll hit the spores and they'll start to turn.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, that reminded me of my son's bedrooms when they were teenagers. There was something growing in there. You go in there and there's something you didn't want to touch.
Well, I agree with Rich. I know you've got to do it. I know you got to put in bed. And I run into the same problem with my zombie books.
Yeah.
But she just screamed the governor. She just screamed Negan. You know, okay, she's on a revenge kick to go after her brother, but, you know, it was fun action, no clickers, no zombies, though I love the banter between Elle and the guy.
Yeah.
That scene when she was looking through the dirty magazine in the car and asked why the pages were all stuck together. I love that one. She's a little shit. I love her.
That was fun. The interplay between those two was fun. I agree with that. It's just, to me, the episode was kind of like, you know, and I know it's a builder episode. And like you were saying, Scott, you know, we all have scenes like that. I mean, you know, chapters or stuff like that in our books where you got to get from one place to another. And, you know, it's not all high seas action, you know. But it just, I think because of the last episode before that was so different and so, you know, out of character, what was going on, that it just kind of went up and then kind of went down. So, and now it's kind of like this. So, you know, I that's just my, you know.
Well, maybe like Rich said, maybe they're building up to something's going to happen. And I've never played the game myself. I have no clue where this is going, but maybe that pulsating thing is going to like what saves them just before the new Negan does something to them.
I've had a pulsating thing save me before. There we go. I want my $2. Love that movie. We had to do a better off junk, an early 80s John Cusack festival. Love that. Yeah, I wanted to be, I guess I wanted to be a little different, you know, and it served me up The Walking Dead.
Yeah. Well, unlike my friends here, I have no expectations, so I'm really not that disappointed. Yeah. I didn't know there was a video game.
Yeah.
It's an enormous video game, actually.
Yeah.
It made a lot of money. And I heard that, you know, they talked about zombies in the video game. And then I heard like a bunch of people told me, yeah, but it's not really a zombie game. It's more of a they have to get from here to their game. It's sort of a transfer game. And there's zombies in it, that type of thing. Yeah. And sometimes, like, one of the scenes I saw was somebody dropped into this, like, arcade or something like that, and they had to fight this big hulking thing with a split head. I don't know. That was in the game, and I'm really hoping that's coming.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple of clips from later on. One of them is them walking across the bridge in the snow, and another one is this big hulking thing coming up, like it's coming climbing up over something. And I'm really hoping that's what I saw in the game. I mean, like, and when I say saw in the game, it's because I was watching either my son or one of his friends over here.
Max said he said I played it. It's really scary. Oh,
Max, were you okay? Do you need a hug?
It sounded just like that. It's really scary.
Max, don't let them get you. There's nothing.
That's one of my favorites.
There's nothing better than a scary game. Doom.
I love you, Max. I love you.
No, see, I've seen some of the people commenting online in zombie rooms. Some people despise it because it's not following the game exactly.
Yeah,
which, to me is like, okay, but if it's following the game exactly, there's like, if walking didn't follow the comic book exactly, why watch it? You've already read the graphic novel.
Right.
Yeah. Agreed.
Then you have people like Hallie that know nothing about it, so it's all new to her, you know? It's all new to you, right?
Ashley is busy.
I have no expectations of anything, and it's fun to watch it this way.
Yeah.
Because I like the apocalypse, and I'm kind of petrified about the whole fungus operating people like zombies.
Right.
That's kind of terrifying. But it's not bad. Like I said, I've enjoyed it so far.
Yeah, me too. It's great. Yeah. Even the episode that didn't have anything to do with anything, episode 3, it was about that survivalist. And that was really good television. It was excellent. It was just, it had nothing to do with what was going on. And you think there's this guy and he gets a partner and they fortified this basically a town. And you're thinking, there's got to be some attacks here. And there was one zombie that walked in and it was like far away and he took care of it with a remote control. And he's like, and that was the whole scene. No more zombies in the whole show. And then there was one scene with raiders that they came and they tried to take his stuff and they took care of the raiders. But it was like 5 minutes. It wasn't.
I think my two favorite scenes in last week's episode was him at the Home Depot.
Yeah.
And then when the attacks were happening and seeing how his traps were going off, I would have liked to have seen more of that.
Yeah, me too.
This is my other family's house.
Gina, it's the new house he bought for you for a Valentine's gift.
It's our new virtual house.
I'm enjoying the game. What I really like is the fact that it's a fungus. You've got those funguses that do the exact same thing to insects.
Cordyceps. This is a variant of cordyceps.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That to me is more scarier than something that just turns you bite. I mean, because zombies, unfortunately, are never going to happen. Fungus might.
Yeah.
Well, the fungus in your mouth, that's the most terrifying thing of all. And, let me give you the kiss of the fungus mouth. No, you don't want that. You keep that.
That's when you say no. Just say no.
She couldn't even flick her Bic.
That's true. That's the thing about Bic lighters. You just, they're not dependable. She should have had a military ones, the
lighter.
Yeah. What were those lighters? Boy, that's okay.
Wow, Tina is on a roll tonight.
I always love it when Tina's here.
Good thing I'm at a different house right now.
Man, you better get her a good Valentine's Day gift.
I'm gonna go lock that door. Say no to fungus, Max says.
Mike's got a Zippo.
Zippo. Thank you, Mike.
Was a Zippo, what meant?
Yep. Yeah, I just being CD.
I don't actually collect Zippo.
Do you really?
I actually got Tina's number.
Awesome. My dad gave me a Zippo. Gave me his for Vietnam.
Really?
Yeah, and I lost it. Dumbass, huh? I'm hiding at the house. Yes.
He's in the witness protection program.
See, fool. I'm a heavy sleeper, man, so that never works. I'll die. Something will come and get me. I'll be on guard duty, and everybody will die because I fell asleep. I'm telling you now, so don't put me on guard duty if we're ever out.
You're going to fall asleep?
Don't sleep outside with me. I snore. I snore so loud, I would attract debtors from a mile away.
I don't sleep, so I'll take care of the first watch.
Yeah, I'm going to say something I never thought I'd say, but if the zombie apocalypse happened, I'm going to have to leave Wilson. He's got a voice that could call zombies out of the ground.
I never smoke mics.
I just smoke cigars.
I've never smoked. Never, ever.
Yeah, me either.
I smoked once. Jennifer Sammons taught me how to smoke a cigarette one time. It was a horrible experience for me.
Shame on her.
She's a bad influence, but I love her to death.
That's why you love her. She's a bad influence. Yeah.
That's exactly true. You always love the bad ones the best.
Oh, see, yeah.
Oh, Jimmy.
We got plenty of people
in there, Scott.
Hmm?
She'd sleep through your snoring.
So if we're all together, all of us, everybody in the chat room and all us four here, I'll never have full guard duty because look at all these people. Nobody sleeps and they jump at the noises. So thank you. I will have a peaceful sleep in the apocalypse.
Well, y'all do us a favor and hit that like button, subscribe to our channel, and be sure to tune in weekly. I'm going to go ahead and just give a rundown on what's coming up since we're getting to the end of the hour. And I want everyone to know that tomorrow night on Weird Awakenings, the topic will be the much anticipated CERN episode.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, the what?
CERN.
Oh.
So tune in 7 p.m. Central, 8 Eastern.
That's how you get it. You want a zombie apocalypse? That's how you get a zombie apocalypse.
With a Hadron Collider?
Yep. I read that.
I'm not gonna comment, Ash. There's too many things I could say.
Well, that's why he doesn't sleep.
He doesn't sleep because there's also a gigantic pit bull that sleeps in the same bed with him.
Oh. I see.
Someone care to explain to Jenny what CERN is?
We have a scientist.
Rich?
It's the Large Hadron Collider. It basically, it's a fusion reactor where they have reactions on a quantum level. And with that comes all kinds of possibilities that not a lot of people can understand. And they can do things, theoretical things, time travel, invisibility, faster than light, that type of thing. But you have to stretch your imagination a little to understand or to believe a lot of that. So that's what they'll be talking about tomorrow night.
Londa, our aim is to please.
Yep.
Well, and let me see what else is coming up. So on Monday, the 20th, which, by the way, happy Valentine's Tuesday, everybody. Y'all are all our weird Valentines. But on Monday, the 20th, we're going to be talking about the new Netflix Pamela Anderson documentary that's coming out. And it's going to be fun because all of us are like 80s and 90s babies. So we're going to be going, I'm not even going to say dark and deep, but I will. Dark and deep on the Pam and Tommy story. So there we go. And then we're going to skip a week with Blonde's book and Campfire Tales. When they come back, I think Mike Evans is going to be on there. And what else is going on? What about Lightballing, Alan?
Were you talking to me? You talking to me? Oh, I'm sorry. Hunt the Night is out on paperback now. Finally, it's out. So if you're a paperback person, it's available. I'm just working on stories, trying to get stories out. And I'll be hanging with you guys. And I want to try to be on more podcasts in the Weird Realities verse as I'm trying to get time to do that. So,
guess what? Richard Stucci's doing too.
Sweet.
Yeah. So we'll see what we can do on that one, buddy.
You know,
my first name for 10 minutes of Dick is Alan Gamboa. So if he wants to get on that, we can do that.
You know what? Sure. 10 minutes of Dick. Yeah. Definitely.
Who doesn't want 10 minutes of Dick, right?
So, Alan does.
Damn. Yeah, I should be recording that shortly. Yeah. What do you got going on, Scott?
Rich, I just want to know when you're going to dick me.
You can get the second dicking if you
want. All right. Number two is just as good. The Rota World Saga, the trilogy, is 99 cents on Kindle. You get all three books. It's my first zombie book. I'm having a problem getting the print version out because I didn't realize until after I bought the covers and got it all formatted, it becomes one book, and Amazon only allows 840 pages, and the three books together are like 1,100.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't either. So I'm finishing up over the next day or two the first draft of Nurse Alyssa 9. I'm hoping to get that out by April 1st. Let's see. And I'm going to be starting this week the next Tatiana book.
Awesome. Oh, good. I love the fact that you're so prolific.
I know.
Wrote about 1,000 words this week, and I've got nothing going on.
You know, Rich, I'm thinking he's talking about number 9 in one of his book series. And I think I've got 6 or 7 books out.
Exactly. Good. Same.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
I
wish I could regulate that.
Yes.
Awesome. Hadley, what you got going on?
Not much. I'm updating the Weird Realities website. So if y'all want to take a peek at it, it is rough, but it is available to be looked at. And in addition to that, I'm trying to get some stuff streamlined out for us and get some new content going, which I'm disappointed that Mr. Ristucci did not mention his Don't F and Die show.
It's coming. Yeah.
That's his survival show that he's doing for those.
It's a little sort of a, I don't know what you call it. People will call it a prepper show, but I'm not really a prepper. So you call it, I'm calling it Don't F and Die. It's DFD. And it's about how not to die. So nice. What you can do to keep yourself alive and that kind of thing. Of course, I don't know anything and it's all a big giant, you know, me. It's what I would do. So take it how you want it.
Are you going to act it out? Are you going to act it out?
There's going to be some fun stuff. Cool. Yeah, there's definitely some fun stuff. Acting it out, not exactly. Oh, but I am going to piss a few people off because I tend to have different views on certain things than the pros do. And when I say pros, those are the guys on the internet exactly like me that are just going to tell you something different. But they have more followers. So I think you'll like it. It'll be fun.
Good. Awesome.
But in addition to that, I've been listening to Joseph Hansen's awesome high fantasy book, Cataclysm, which I'm highly recommending. It is great. If you are like me and you like fantasy, this is a really good read. So it is long too. It's, I think, 21 hours on Audible.
Wow. Yeah, it is a big book. And Joe is a very good writer.
Joe is one of the most underrated, and he's very versatile. I mean, we've really got a good crew of people. And don't forget Bethany. Bethany's got one book out. I've only got two. We're new to getting the published stuff out. But she's pretty great, too. I'm excited to see what she's going to come out with next.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to all your stuff coming from you guys. Because I read all your books. I mean, I haven't read all your books, but all of you, I read books from you.
Yes.
You could tell I'm an author, but very well. Okay.
You got two houses. You're doing pretty good as an author, too.
Right?
Well, I helped, actually, because my copy of the paperback Hunt the Night shows up tomorrow.
Ooh.
They told me it wasn't going to come until next Tuesday, and all of a sudden it was like, Amazon's coming tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you, Rich. I appreciate it. Have you read it yet?
No. No, oh, I waited for the paper because I knew you said paper was coming. I was like, I will take care of it. So
I want to hear what you think. Absolutely. I really do. It means a lot.
It's not like I'm not going to give you a review. So. Well, if it sucks, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, and tell me what. Tell me what, you know.
Absolutely.
It's a different
book. It's going to be excellent.
Chat room fans and loved ones, please let us know what you'd like to see more of, because I want to talk Alan and Scott into doing a little bit more as well. I've already got Rich online, but let's get them too. So let us know what you want to hear and see and do.
I have reached out. I just, because of everything going on here, I have not set up the schedule, but I'm going to be doing interviews with screenwriters and novelists who have gotten their books turned into movies. So,
yay! I'm so excited about that.
Yeah, I am too. But I apologize. Hadley knows I've got a lot on my plate right now.
Oh yeah, you do. Yeah. You do. Yeah, I'd like to do something. You know, I'd like to get a show, some kind of show going. I just don't know why yet.
I'll tell you what. When you got some time, let's brainstorm.
It should definitely involve dongs.
Yeah.
Yep, just saying.
Now you have to do a show, Rich. You know, dongs.
He's got bad books, and you can do a dong with a gong.
How to protect your dong during the apocalypse?
You know what? Maybe I'll have a show where we just sample different sausages.
Well, I will mention this too, because when we get the website like completely finished, we are going to be doing a lot of stuff. We're gonna let there be some kind of patron stuff going on, and there will be stuff that goes on behind the paywall.
Yes.
That is not censored by YouTube or by Facebook. So
awesome.
That sounds good. That sounds very good. I know there's a few people I listen to that do that. They have behind the paywall because they get zucked all the time.
Oh, yeah. I'm zucked right now.
Oh, yeah.
You were zucked, what, day before yesterday?
What'd you do to get zucked off?
Oh, so I posted something that they didn't particularly care for. It was political, and they didn't like it. So I done got zucked.
All right, guys. That's it. We got to run. I miss y'all. I'll see y'all. And I'll be back tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Until then, stay weird.
Stay weird. Hey, Tony, everyone. Good idea.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Come over to my new pad. It's empty.